Health insurance is definitely the business to be in, and I'm not talking about selling health insurance. I'm talking about being a health insurance company. The thing is, United Healthcare of Georgia in 2017 turned in profits larger than Microsoft and Apple combined. The staggering number of money that they put in the bank, and that's just United Healthcare. What they put in the bank, the raw dollars. And then somebody might say, well, Microsoft and Apple just sell electronics to people, and the margins aren't as great on a $24,000 kidney transplant. I get that. But it's funny, as you watch people struggling to get quality health care and being denied most services by the health insurance companies, and then being made to see a lot of times some subpar doctors and having to wait a long time and not being able to get certain treatments for cancer and all that. And then the doctors submitting their bills and having to bill $10,000 just to get $1,000 back, which is ludicrous. So the patient is getting delayed and sometimes subpar care, and usually not brand drugs, and the doctor's getting paid 20 cents on the dollar. Ultimately, that's their fault, though. I gotta say, they started it by filing insurance for the patient many moons ago. But the doctor's getting 20 cents on the dollar, and the patient's getting subpar and delayed care, that the insurance companies have a terrific racket. And if you look at the numbers of what they're pulling down as far as profits, they are the clear winner in our healthcare system. And it's funny because, you know, they came out with Obamacare, which is the government basically backing these insurance companies and helping you sign up. And I don't know whether they subsidize the insurance or what, but they don't need to. United Healthcare in 2017 was taking Obamacare and still turned in those numbers. Can you imagine if that was a full retail health insurance policy? Well, I guess what I'm getting at basically is that we sit there and we go, our healthcare situation in the United States is in crisis. And it certainly is in crisis, but it's not because the money isn't there. The problem is in our healthcare crisis is it's being consolidated in the wrong hands. We should be having better care more promptly with better drugs and more approved procedures, and doctors should be getting more than 20 cents on the dollar, and the insurance company should turn a profit. But leaving the control in the hands of the insurance company without any government guidance or regulation to where 80% of the healthcare dollar ends up in the profit of the health insurance company seems like a disservice to the consumer ultimately. That's all. I didn't want anyone to be walking around thinking that everyone was hurting in the healthcare industry.